Gary Bader Show, 9:36. Jason, see what's going on here. U.S. Ambassador Power, all evidence must remain at the crash site. Let's pick this up.
Clear. If President Putin continues to choose escalation over de-escalation, the international community will continue to impose costs on Russia. But this is not what any of us want. We and our allies remain committed to a diplomatic solution, as are the Ukrainian government and the Ukrainian people who have seen their neighbors, friends, and family members killed in a needless conflict. President Poroshenko has consistently backed up his words with actions. He proposed a comprehensive peace plan and declared a unilateral ceasefire, both of which were cynically rejected by the illegal armed groups and their backers in Moscow. President Poroshenko's plan offered amnesty to separatists who lay down their arms voluntarily and who are not guilty of capital crimes. He committed to providing a safe corridor for Russian fighters to return to Russia. He established a job creation program for the affected areas, included an offer of broad decentralization and dialogue with eastern regions, including the promise of early local elections, and granted increased local control over language, holidays, and customs. President Poroshenko also has reached out to the residents of eastern Ukraine and is pursuing constitutional reform, which will give local regions more authority to choose their regional leaders and protect locally spoken languages. He has said he will meet with separatists at any safe location inside or outside of Ukraine.
Samantha Powers with a strong statement there.
We caught part of it, the statement of U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power pointing out extremely important for the investigation into the crash to begin immediately. But see, this is my point. The United States government, I got a text from a liberal listener who said, I'm being incomprehensibly disingenuous on this. I'm not even sure what he means by that. If I'm being disingenuous, then you could comprehend that. So I don't really get that. But I know what they're accusing me of being unfair, as did Brent, in comparing President Obama's response to President Reagan's response of KAL triple or 007 being shot down in 1983. I am telling you, this president doesn't respond to the events around him, let alone be in control of them. In fact, it's to the point now where he's barely taking notice of them. Yes, I understand it is apples to oranges, the Reagan response. But will we ever get a response like that from President Obama? A day later, two days later, whenever? What was his response yesterday to the Israeli tanks rolling into Gaza? Did he give unqualified support to our most important ally in that region? He's not even being led around by world events. You can't even say that anymore. He's just ignoring them. It is a tremendously dangerous situation. You don't think Putin's going to take notice to the indifference of the president? It's not enough to sit back and do what you do, your little fundraiser or whatever, and let other people deal with that stuff. He's checked out. He's not in charge. Nobody is in charge of the country that is perceived as being the leader of the free world. Any liberal that wants to call and tell me I'm wrong about that, I would love to hear from you. And you heard Brent. I didn't jump all over him. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Dan in Green Bay. Dan, go ahead.
Jerry, Obama has a scheduled news conference today at 10:30 our time. What is the over-under on how late he is going to be for something that has been scheduled and that he is notoriously late for? 10 minutes? 20 minutes? What time will he come out if he's scheduled for 10:30? That'll show what this man's about, or this human being. I understand what these people are saying about Reagan's response versus Obama, but the first thing out of Obama's mouth was, "Hello, Delaware!" What a response, okay? Have a good day. God save America, and damn with Obama.
Dan, thanks a lot for the call. In fact, we will confirm that. I hadn't gotten the notice on that. If, in fact, that is the case, we will carry that at 10:30. And Dan makes an excellent point. Is he actually ever going to be on time for once for one of these? What do you got going over there? You've got, are they still there? What? Was it a liberal? Was it a, just someone kind of scaring you? I've never seen you have a face like that based on a call. Anyway, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Oh, by the way, I had just before the news mentioned, for those of you in the Green Bay area, a potential traffic situation on I-43 on the east side. Sheriff's Department says that apparently the caller overstated it, that there really is not that big a deal. So I don't know what the caller thought they saw, but that appears to have been, for the most part, a false alarm. Motorcycle apparently went into some construction barrels. But beyond that, at least the way it's being described by the Sheriff's Department, not a serious situation. So I did want to make you aware of that. I don't think I am being unfair here to President Obama. I think Dan put it very well. Let's see what time he's, and hopefully he will be on time. But at some point here, if he doesn't give Vladimir Putin some type of impression that the United States is going to be the adult in the global room and take charge, there's going to be it's not going to be the end of it by any stretch of the imagination. Now, as to the other major world event yesterday, that the Israelis finally realized that they have to do what they have to do and launched a ground invasion of Gaza. I'll get to that in just a moment, but I actually do want to read the Wall Street Journal. I told you I was going to be all over the board on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. What the Wall Street Journal said about the downing of MH17, that's the Malaysian airliner. The world's investigators will need time to fix responsibility for the crash in Ukraine of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17. But U.S. intelligence officials had already concluded on Thursday that the Boeing 777-200 passenger jet was hit by a surface-to-air missile of uncertain provenance. If the source of that missile turns out to be separatists backed by Russia's Vladimir Putin, then the civilized world will have no choice but to change how it deals with the Kremlin. And this is what I'm talking about. U.S. officials and most other leaders showed prudent restraint in reaching conclusions given the potential ramifications. President Obama called Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and offered investigative assistance. He also pointedly stressed in a White House statement that all evidence from the crash site must remain in place on the territory of Ukraine until investigators can do their work. That appears that it may have already been violated. The public evidence on Thursday was already building toward the missile attack conclusion. The plane was flying at 33,000 feet when it disappeared without a distress signal. It happened to go down precisely in the area controlled by the so-called Donetsk People's Republic that is trying to secede violently from Ukraine. Earlier this week, two Ukrainian military aircraft were shot down in the same region, including an Antonov 26 transport plane flying at 21,000 feet. The Russian-backed separatists took credit. On Thursday afternoon, soon after flight controllers lost contact with MH17, the rebels announced they had shot down another AN-26 Ukrainian cargo plane in our airspace. They quickly deleted that when they realized that's what didn't happen. By the way, the White House website does say that 10:30 our time, the president will make a statement on this. They then deleted that when they realized that's not what they had hit or had been hit. The Donetsk People's Republic forces in late June flaunted newly acquired surface-to-air missiles, which are able to hit a plane at high altitudes. These advanced systems are made in Russia, though the rebels claim they seized them from Ukraine. An AP reporter saw separatists move the rockets earlier on Thursday to a town not far from the crash site. President Poroshenko said Ukraine forces have not taken any actions to strike targets in the air. As the Malaysian plane's identity was revealed, the rebels withdrew earlier boasts about downing a Ukrainian plane and blamed Ukraine's military. Kremlin media carried a report, listen to this, that the Ukrainian rocket mistook the Malaysian jet for Mr. Putin's presidential plane, which it said the new pro-Western government in Kiev wanted to shoot down. It is the old Soviet Union. All right, straight ahead, I want to switch gears and talk about what the Israelis did, because they had no choice to do, when you have an enemy who does not recognize your right to exist. It's 9:47.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.